Spoilery warnings for Slayer's High Jinx. Note that these warnings are recorded by chapter, and each warning was recorded after the chapter that it applies to. Most of these warnings also apply to the rest of the fic from there on.
Chapter 11. Right, so this fic was written in the very late 90s and very early 2000s. It shows its age quite a bit, because it's about high school students and probably was quite modern at that time. I would like to warn for certain, certain sort of views that the characters hold, language that they use, which is not politically correct as of now. Some of this stuff can be quite offensive now and probably wouldn't show up in fic written in 2013. So, yes, warnings for language and views that are very late 90s, early 2000s. Just as a sort of explanation, which maybe I'll put like this at the end and put a timestamp for warnings. Some of the warnings that I have come across are, I think maybe both of them happen in this chapter, chapter 11, that I'm recording this after. The fact that being called gay or being gay, is like one of the worst insults you could say to a teenage boy, and it has, you know, the effect is like vicious rumors and stuff. And I know that in chapter 11, there's definitely, a short sentence. So it's just one sentence, that's extremely ableist, where, someone says like a deformed person, you know, that would, you know, ruin somebody's reputation or something. Yeah, so just warnings for things that, you know, probably wouldn't show up in fic now, just because, you know, the way that society has evolved and stuff. Chapter 12. I didn't remember this after chapter 11, but, yeah, so also warnings in this fic for every so often, the sort of tone when used to refer to women is derogatory-ish. That makes it sound really bad. I don't know. I find it as you know, a person who considers herself quite feminist, I find it kind of demeaning. Yes, okay, so now I'm making this fic sound, like, super problematic. But basically, it, I mean, the people expressing these views are almost always the, like, teenage male characters. So, I mean, and taking into account that it was written, over 10 years ago, also sorta, you know, it at least shows where we've come from. But yeah, just, you know, if you're very, very sensitive to that, it doesn't happen all the time, but every so often there will be a scene where, the male characters are sort of described as, thinking of women in kind of somewhat demeaning ways. I don't know. Demeaning as in, it's like, oh yeah, you know, she's a great girl, she's, you know, nice and pretty, has a great figure, and that's her whole description. Just that sort of description of girls where, the great figure is kind of what the dude is focusing on. Chapter 16. Right, so in this chapter, we get some kind of disturbing now, but whatever, some joking around about school shootings. So if that is something that you are really iffy about, then, I don't know, listen with caution, that sort of thing. To be super spoilery, Zelos is teasing Zell. Zell has said at, actually Zell starts it with complaining that he's busy and then says, no wonder kids flip out and whatever. And Zelos takes it a whole lot further with, you know, talking about a bomb and stuff. Anyway, chapter 18. In this chapter, we have a bit of medical trauma, which, but there is discussion, and in fact, quite a bit of discussion of, abuse. None of it technically happens on screen, in that it's a character describing their past experiences. I suppose this is the, this is the spoilery version of the notes. So Zelos is describing some of his past experiences that he's gone through involving an older male and attempted sexual abuse and enacted physical abuse, but of the sort of tortured type. And I'm not sure if there would be sexual implications in that. It is implied that this older male filmed porn in the back room of the studio where he worked, and that is where he tortured Zelos. So, I don't know, warnings for both physical abuse, torture, and attempted, possibly enacted sexual abuse. If it is enacted, it would be implied. Yeah, all of that. Also warnings for suicide, both jokes about suicide and also actual attempted suicide. Again, this is discussion of both on Zelos and Zelgadus's parts. I'm trying to think of anything else. Other than that, maybe just descriptions of mental care type thing, being on suicide watch, that sort of thing. Chapter 29. In this chapter, there is an extended conversation about depression, including from the point of view of somebody who was actually institutionalized for depression and of antidepressants and things. I cannot vouch for its veracity, as that I do not have depression, but I figured I would warn for it anyway, just in case it's inaccurate or if it's really accurate and that's triggering. There's also a discussion by a bunch of girls about eating habits that includes several girls going, well, I don't get to eat for I'm not going to eat at all, and you know, I'm eating air for two meals a day and that sort of thing, which I figured I would warn for in case, just in case the anorexia eating thing, like, it just hit me as a little blatant. Like, I mean, it's how girls talk, so, I mean, I personally haven't said that to anyone, but, like, I've definitely heard it, you know, bandied around in conversation, and nobody actually means it. And there is a scene later in the chapter in which all of these girls who were discussing this do eat quite heartily. So, and talk about maybe not eating dessert because they're on diets or something. But just so that you're aware.
Chapter 30. We actually have, kidnapping. And, also a graphic depiction of attempted torture. Zell and Zelos are kidnapped by Dubois. He doesn't actually do anything to them except, both of them are injured. Zelos is unconscious for the entire time, and he attempts to film them and, well, he does film them a little bit, and attempts to get Zelgadis to, like, basically he's trying to get Zelgadis to have sex with, Zelos's, unconscious body, and then, anyway, so it's an attempt of torture, and it's definitely psychologically damaging and terrifying to the two, well, to Zelgadis. Zelos is unconscious. Chapter 31, aftermath of kidnapping and attempted torture, depiction of torture, we finally get to see, well, finally, we have to see a portion of the videotape that Zelos has talked about prior. Depiction of amnesia. Zelos has amnesia, though not, like, anyway, he's getting his memories back. Chapter 42, I think we have some transphobia? Derogatory trans language, and some derogatory language directed at a trans person. She's off screen, but, I mean, doesn't matter. Chapter 43! We have three things to warn for, I believe. We have, in chronological order, we have attempted rape, though it doesn't get very far, and it's more just sort of pressuring than anything, but still, there's definitely some no and some but come on, baby, type idea. So we have that. However, Philia gets out of it without much problem, and I honestly feel like she probably could have gotten out of it on her own. But she does have help, and it's all good. We also have a kind of drugging scenario. Somebody gives Zelos a drugged drink, but he only has about a sip of it. Basically, he just gets sick and passes out for a while, in a safe place. He gets rescued from that, so, I mean, I'll warn for it, but whatever. And the other big thing is that we have a graphic description of home birth. So yeah, if that's a trigger for you, yeah, the last half of this chapter is probably not for you. Just know that Zell, Val, and Philia help Philia's mom deliver the baby, while Zelos lies, like, passed out on the floor. Because blood. Chapter 51. Right, in this chapter, I'm pretty sure it's in this chapter, at one point, Gowri goes off on a bit of a rant about his older brother, and they talk about drug uses and overdoses and stuff. Gowri's brother was a good kid, was whatever, had good grades, went to college, started partying, got hooked on drugs, and overdosed and died. And so Gowri's particularly sensitive to that issue, and has a bit of an outburst at the rest of the guys. Now, I think Zelos jokes about, like, I can see why kids can get into drugs.